Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to find this out. Hold on. That is not my startup music. And it's sort of a
jazz.
Here's my startup
syncopation.
Music. We'll figure it out.
Collective.
Play, so I figure it
improvisation.
Out.
Exploitation of unusual timbers and extreme ranges. House. Wife. Noun. First a person put in a place, then treated like a thing, but not me, cause I jam on the new, improved, and not to be abused jazz housewife. I'll elucidate while you masticate on my words.
Yeah.
ramshackle, now I don't mind. Ramshackle, you're mine, all mine. I love you, hug you, till the grass grows green. Ramshackle, I'll scrub you nice. Would not sell you for twice the price of all the dirt and grime you've ever seen. You're my ramshackle, and I'll love you clean. You're my ramshackle, and I'll love you clean. You're my ramshackle, and I'll love you clean.
I love New York. I love New York. Don't you love New York? People come from anywhere in the world and be given the opportunity to drive a cab. Isn't it great? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on, here's your book, here's your map, here's your cab. Go! Go! I was in a cab, true story, and I'm listening to this music. And I'm going, well, that's very interesting music, sir. I bet you can't find that here. Go on. Bombay, they're the Backstreet Boys of Bombay. I said, wow, you must miss that music. No, you went to buy it, and he sold it to me for a dollar. I like to support the arts. And then I wonder, do you think in India the cabs have Indian celebrities telling you to buckle up? Hello, this is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance. Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
He's in the fly! Don't into the Buddha! Don't into the Buddha!
The fly hitting the windshield. Do a little visual for you. It's the purple pill. It's just like the pink pill, only purple. Ask your doctor if the purple pill is right for you. Side effects may cause loose bowels, blindness, and voting Republican. But isn't it worth it for the erection? Yes, it's the purple pill. I don't know what it does. I really don't know if it's for erection. But I do know that it always ends with long walks on the beach and bicycle riding. And that's the pill for me. Don't you think so? How about those enhancement drugs? Remember male enhancement drugs? You want to enhance a single male? You pin money to him and tell me his mother lives in Florida. You want to enhance a married man? You hand him the vacuum cleaner and go, honey, you want to turn me on? You turn that on. That's right. Back and forth, nice and slow. If you're afraid to get in there, work that hose. It's true. Marriage is hard work, but it beats the alternative. Dating. Yeah. Glad I'm not doing that again. No. My friend Susan said, Nancy, you don't know what it's like out there dating. Oh, there are only two kinds of men you can meet. Those that come into your life, break your heart, walk all over you, spend your money, and those not willing to make that commitment. She got so desperate, she went on these things called speed dating. Have you heard of this?
Yes,
you go to a bar and you meet a whole bunch of men in a short amount of time. In the 90s, we called that coke whore. Older rich guys, a marathon. Because let me tell you something about older men. They are so grateful when you carry them across the finish line. Come on, Grandpa, smile! I'll hook you up at the marathon. I'm a real city girl. My idea of camping out is checking into a hotel with no minibar. Damn you, Marius! That's good. You like that idea of purity camp, huh? I feel like I can skip my son's catechism this week. Thank you. That's done. Yeah, he is the pope that's, like, canonized the most people, and I think that's because he's old. And drinking espresso. Did I make a someone a saint? I forget. What's your name? You're a saint now. A little twist of lemon, please. He is old. It's like he's frighteningly old. You think at the Vatican they play jokes on him? Like, run around and go... You mean to go in the back room and go, ooh. It's a god. Look at this.
Oh, googly eyes, you make stuff come alive. So don't cry those teardrops. Alone or in pairs, you belong everywhere. So cheer up and smile, smile, smile. Oh, googly eyes, don't look so surprised. I will put you on stuff. Put
statue on a small rock. Now the small rock can talk. What does it say, say, say? Put you on a tree stump. Now the tree stump can jump over the rooftops. I put you on a balloon. It flew all over the room. Do you hear it sing, sing, sing? Put you on a warm bun. Now that warm bun can run. We will never catch up. I put you on some old pants. Now those old pants can dance. You can see them jump, jump, jump. Jump, jump, jump. Jump, jump, jump. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. I put you on a hole in the ground. Now that hole rolls around. And that's a little spooky. I put you back in the drawer. All the things move no more. Everything's sleeping now. Oh, googly eyes. You make stuff come alive. So don't cry those teardrops. Alone or in pairs. You belong everywhere. So cheer up and smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, that was weird.
Well, what an honor it is to be here. I want to thank Nancy and Laura for putting me in the show. And I'm so happy to have my dad here and Richard on piano. Are they doing a great job?
I'll just end it there. I don't know why. It keeps playing that as my startup music every single time. Ugh. Ooh, blood bath, locked in and then locked out. Blood bath? Okay, all right, that's interesting. Betty Jo Tucker, let me see all the things I have to promote. Okay, first up, back by popular demand, Bob Greenberg presents the Actors Temple Comedy Benefit Monday, May 16th at 7 p.m. at the Actors Temple, 339 West 47th Street. That's between 8th and 9th. It's right across from where I just did my show at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater. Okay. Stand-up include Michelle Ballin, Jane Condon, Sandy Ellers, Mike Fine, Robin Fox, Bob Greenberg, Rhonda Hanson, Dave Koenig, me, Stephen Scott, and I run piano, and Carmen Goldberg, vocalist. Okay, that's the Actors Temple. Also, special treat, Freddie Roman. Got to check it out. Go to I got all these flyers up here. www.theactorstemple.org or call 212-245-6975. All right. Also, we have At the Pit Loft, Nice Tits. That's the name of it. 8 p.m. Wednesday, the 11th, 7 p.m. Monday, May 16th, and 8 p.m. Thursday, May 19th. That's the Pit Loft, 154 West 29th Street. It's $20. Just go to the Pit. For more info, go to www.amymarks.com. Okay. Now, where's my email? This is incredible. Okay. All right. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This week, A.J. Hockery Mac Bates will be dropping by to discuss summer movie releases. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. George Bettinger and Mom and Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Okay, one more. Oh, you guys are killing me all on the same day. Okay, here we go. Yes, it's back. It's Word. Word, the Word storytelling show. May 18th, 8 p.m. That's a Wednesday. Starts at 7:30 at the Sidewalk Stage, 94 Avenue A. Lineup is Bradford Jordan, Marla Schultz, Pete LePage, Lisa Yap, Ken Wade, Paulina Brusca, and music with Gypsy Funk Squad and belly dancer Suhana. Well, you won't see a show like that anywhere else. Okay. You can go to wordthestorytellingshow.com for more information. It's a $5 suggested admission and one drink. You check them out on Facebook. That's Word, the Storytelling Show. Oh, I got a lot in there.
Let me see what else I can. That was a lot. Oh, yes, I forgot. Did I mention I'm in the show at the Actors Temple? Well, that's something you might want to check out, too, because I'm in it. Definitely, because I'm in it. What am I going to say? But where? Oh, man, this is making me crazy. I don't know if it's the computer or what. A lot of strange going on here. Okay. Let me see if I can find some of the people. Oh, let's just go to this one. There we go. Song I wrote. Could be a movie. Who knows?
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. All the way from Japan. And I'm just looking because I'm sorry if I'm stumbling here, but I'm having problems because certain songs and things just disappeared from my my computer and my my switchboard. So I don't know what's going on here with that. So we'll play a little comedy.
So too much going on for me. I don't know about too much going on. We got Iran and Iraq and my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law came over on the Mayflower. Not her family, her. And this presidential race, I've just had it. How many people would like it to be over? Just over. Right. As I speak, there are illegal immigrants streaming out of the country, saying, I can't take it anymore. The Supreme Court's going to make a big decision about health care reform. The one thing I'd like to see come out of health care reform is a drop-off center for sick husbands. Is that too much to ask? You should see my husband when he's sick. He's there, I'm dying. Take me now, God. And I'm there, take him, please. A woman can have a temperature 102. She's still out carpooling. Am I right? You can have a temperature 104. You might be there flat on your back, but you're there at least. I'm losing weight. And I hate Congress. I think they're all worthless. All they care about is getting reelected. Do you know they have a 9% approval rating? 9%. You gotta wonder, how did it ever get that high? They have all these sex scandals. Remember Anthony Weiner? I love his wife. What was he thinking? He tweeted pictures of himself down there. You know, and I'm happy when members of Congress know how to use social media. Oh, hooray, hooray. But that's just awful. That's inappropriate. It was such filth. And I would never look at such filth. Except once. I just felt I should form my own opinion, you know. And it was not unimpressive, yeah. But that's just my opinion. Okay. So, and I love the New York Post headline, Wiener pulls out. You know, you can't beat the Post. You cannot beat the Post. I love the Post. And when people think of sex scandals, they think of the presidents. I think the governors are the worst. If you look back over the last couple of years, right, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California and his maid, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. Well, who knew the Appalachian Trail ran through Argentina? Who knew? Who knew? And then Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, he was having threesomes. Threesomes. I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And then there was David Patterson, former governor of New York. He had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. And for makeup sex with his wife, he takes her to a Days Inn. A Days Inn. Honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. And Elliot Spitzer, this guy. I was so happy when CNN took him off the air. So happy, because I would look at him, and all I could think of was $4,000, right? $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. Now, I'll tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. And the guy paid cash. Cash, honey, if you use your Amex card, you get the membership reward points. I really do think there's too much news, right? We got 24-hour news channels, half an hour specials, 1 hour investigative reporting. You know what? I can do the news in 10 seconds, right? I like to call it mothernews.com. Other networks say, we report, you decide. We say, look, we know nobody's listening, but we're going to talk anyway. So sit back, relax, and get your feet off the table. All right. And now for the 10-second news. Sean Penn went to Afghanistan. What an idiot. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got engaged. Who cares? And the weather? Take a sweater. And that's it. The 10-second news. Thank you. all you need to know.